It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, brand spanking new member to KEXE from Grand Rapids, we've got Floy Bradford joining us. Floy, thanks so much for being with us today and for pledging. We really appreciate it.
Sure. And to be fair, we have been members before. We just let it go.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. You're
we
back.
Call you new. We add you right back into the total. So we really appreciate it. And okay, I really want to ask about your name, but we need to ask the breakfast question first, I guess. What's for breakfast today?
Toast with cream cheese, sausage, and an orange.
What kind of?
my children got to choose what was for breakfast today.
Is that a sandwich with the sausage and the cheese?
It's not. It's just a toast with the cream cheese, which is my son's favorite, the orange, which is my daughter's favorite, and a little sausage thrown in because we had it.
What kind of bread?
Whole wheat bread.
Whole wheat bread. What kind of sausage? Are we talking
link or patty?
Link or patty, yeah.
Link. Cut up.
Well, cut up. Small children?
Small children.
Oh, I see. And then cream cheese?
And cream cheese on the toast.
Do you put butter before cream cheese? I don't understand that.
No, it's sort of like a bagel with cream cheese, but we never have bagels. So instead we have toast with cream cheese.
And just a plain cream cheese?
Just plain cream cheese.
What about beverages?
We just milk and water and coffee for me.
Okay. All right. Now, Floy, we just love your name, as you probably heard us say. Tell us about where it came from.
It's my grandmother's name.
Oh.
And it seems to be a really regional sort of Illinois name from people of her generation.
Okay.
I've met two other people who know Floyd's, and they're all older women from Illinois.
But does it have anything to do with the military, or what were you talking about?
Flim Flam and the Floy Floy, do you know what you're talking about?
I've heard that, but I don't think so. I'm not sure where it came from.
It's not short for anything?
Nope.
Wow.
What's your middle name, Floy?
Heather.
Floy Heather.
Wow.
My mom wanted to give me a standard middle name so that if I wanted to change it, I could.
Was there ever a time where you weren't happy that you were named Floy?
Oh, when I was in fourth grade, there were two really cool girls named Heather.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, my.
And so I had a moment.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
That is a really nice name.
So we can kind of hear them. Tell us about your kids.
I have a daughter who's 3 and a son who's 18 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
And they're funny. I think all kids that age are funny.
Yeah, you're busy.
What are their names?
May is the girl and Lincoln is the boy.
Lincoln.
Is there a Floy in there? What are the middle names?
It's May Ann and Lincoln Jerome.
Okay. Named after anybody?
The middle names are both family names.
Okay. So, just hanging out in the rain today, making a little breakfast?
Yep, and we're going to go to the Y, go to the yoga class at the Y.
Oh. Well, the kids, too?
No.
Okay.
There's a little sarcasm in that.
We all love the Y, so.
All right, so you do a little yoga, like an hour or what, 50 minutes?
What's that?
Like 50 minutes of yoga or so, or what?
About an hour. It's a great class.
Okay, and is there a rule of what you need to wear to go to yoga?
I don't think so. You just can't wear shoes.
What do you wear?
Just, you know, gym clothes.
Not like leotards or spandex or anything like that?
No, if I had a bright colored spandex outfit, I would wear it, but, you know, they're hard to find. Somehow they went out of style.
I see. So what made you come back to KEXE?
Well, we love listening.
And is that simple?
Yeah, it gives you a nice sense of community. And you know, we feel guilty when we're not members. So
you're guilt-free now. You're going to have a great weekend. How long have you been in Grand Rapids? A long time?
We moved here in 2006.
Okay. And what brought you here?
My husband got a job here.
Okay.
What's your husband's name and what does he do?
John Bradford, and he's a scientist over at the Forest Service, stationed by the community college.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he was on not too long ago. Probably 6 months now.
Okay.
So what's it like being married to a scientist? I've always wanted to know what that's like.
It's great.
Uh-huh.
Great. You can approach every problem, has to have a logical answer. So that's always nice.
Does that ever frustrate you?
It doesn't, because I have a science background as well. So
okay.
I'm ready for it.
And you are taking care of the children right now, or are you employed?
Yep.
Full-time job.
Full-time job.
No
and
kidding.
Then some.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Floyd, is there anything that you could say to people who are listening who just have never thought that we were talking to them about being a member of KEXE?
I suppose if you don't support something and be vocal about it, it might not be around anymore.
There you go. Yeah, because it's a free radio service, but we depend on people to pledge, like yourselves, you and your husband.
Yeah.
Well, and Floyd, I hope you stop down to KEXE sometime. We've got the music festival coming up, which is a lot of fun for kids too. There's a lot of kids that dance and run around, and it's really a fun event. So I hope we get to meet you in person soon, and just want you to know how much it means to us for you to pledge today, because it's not only your pledge, but you spur someone else on to do it, and that's how we keep going here. So thank you.
Yep, good luck with the pledge drive.
Hey, wait a minute before we let you go. What's your favorite touch?
I think I already said, my kids in the morning.
Oh, your kids in the morning. Oh, the hugs. Oh, that's right. That's
right.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Have a good day. Have a good day of yoga, too.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Floyd, our newest new member to KEXE, Floyd Bradford from the Grand Rapids area. Thanks so much to she and her husband, John, and their kids, Mary, May Ann, and Lincoln.